This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A disappointing end to the Timberwolves playoff run this week in Oklahoma City. The Thunder demolish the Timberwolves in Game 5 and advance to the NBA Finals. Will it be the Knicks or the Pacers? We could indeed find out tonight. It is Game 6, Indiana up 3-2. If they don't decide it tonight, Game 7 would be Monday. The finals start Thursday. Once again, Oklahoma City, a dominant year this year, and certainly had trouble with Denver, not much trouble with the Timberwolves, with the exception of Game 3. And to sort all of it out, Chris Hine joins. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Chris, good to visit with you again.
Good to see you, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, certainly a tough Game 5. And it's one of those where you have to tip your cap to Oklahoma City. They won 68 games. They were the number one seed. They have the MVP. They have this deep young roster. It's just unfortunate the Timberwolves didn't show up for Game 5.
Yeah, I think they were emotionally spent after Game 4. I think that was when the series was truly lost, with the Wolves not being able to tie it up 2-2. And, you know, listen, closeout games can be funky sometimes in the NBA. It's not just the Wolves. You know, look at how Boston got eliminated in that series against the Knicks. You know, it's just sometimes the energy is just weird and different when your season's about to be over. And this happened to them last year, too, in Game 5 against Dallas. They got crushed as well. So, you know, it's hard, especially to start as poorly as they did in Game 5, 1-for-11 from the floor. To really generate the energy you need to come back.
Yeah, and before we talk about the Timberwolves as they move into the offseason and a lot of big decisions, a bit about the Thunder. We pointed out 68 games in the regular season, the number one seed, the MVP, a deep, talented, young roster, draft picks galore. Now, there are no guarantees. They have not won the four games in the finals that would give them the title. Indiana's very good. The Knicks could give them trouble. Who knows how it'll play out. But the Thunder are the team to beat right now in the Western Conference. And everybody else has got to be thinking about what do we need to do to get better to be able to challenge this group going forward.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for at least the next few years. Listen, a lot of these young players are going to have to get paid at some point, and the Thunder will have to make some decisions on who is staying, who is going, and stuff like that, because they can't pay everybody on the roster. And they have to decide what they're going to do with all these draft picks, too, because, you know, you can only carry 15 main players on the roster. So, you know, yes, they have all these assets and players, but these players are going to have to get paid eventually. You can't hang on to all these draft picks without shedding players somehow, some way, or making trades. So, you know, as much as you can look in the crystal ball and say, yes, it's a bright future for Oklahoma City, and it certainly is, the aprons and the luxury tax and all that, it will come for them in the next few years here. However, they do seem to have about a 2-3 year window right now where they could maybe do some damage. And that's got to scare a lot of Western Conference teams. Maybe not so much the Wolves, but maybe some of these other teams in the West that have aging stars like the Lakers and the Warriors. And, you know, like the old guard may not have a really, really good chance of winning a title in the next couple of years if Oklahoma City stays on the trajectory that they are.
Yeah, and Chris, you bring up a great point. There are no guarantees. They say this about the NFL, but I think it's true in any pro league. It really is year to year. When Giannis and the Bucks won the title, it was kind of like, oh, they're poised to be dominant. Or Jokic and the Nuggets, same thing. Or even the Celtics. And, you know, now Every club that won a title, it's like, oh, this is a budding dynasty. And here they all sit. Giannis could be on the move. I mean, it's crazy how it changes in this league year to year. And that has as much to do with the cap as anything.
It does. And it's the cap. It's injuries. It's the parity that the cap has forced onto the league. And the second apron era is really making that a reality. Right now, teams have to make decisions. If you carry, let's say, two players on a max contract these days, it's very hard to have depth around those two guys, given where the second apron is right now. So that's why you saw the Wolves trade Cat last summer. So after, Rudy Gobert will no longer be on a max deal after this year. His extension goes down to about 30, it was like $35 million next year. Anthony Edwards will be the only player on the Timberwolves on a max deal, and I think that's just the reality of the league right now. Is you got to make choices. Do you want to load up on like 2-3 stars and sacrifice depth, or do you want to try to have depth on your roster right now? Oklahoma City, going back to them, is in a position right now where they have some guys on rookie deals and they're able to have depth. Chet Holmgren on a rookie deal, Jalen Williams on his rookie deal. That's why I say they have like that 2-3 year window before Jalen Williams is up for his big contract and Chet is up for his big contract. So they have that time right now while those guys are on rookie deals. For the Wolves, they opted to make the Towns trade, and they got two pieces back, Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, and they had depth that was able to overwhelm the Lakers in the first round and the Warriors in round two. So depth pays off in this new era, but at the same time, you do need the star power up top, and I'm not sure where the Wolves are headed after this and what they may look at big picture in the next 2-3 years alongside Anthony Edwards, but they're in a better position than most, I'll say that.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Anthony Edwards, the constant, and then beyond that, a lot of speculation about Julius Randle and his future. You're likely stuck with Rudy Gobert, and I don't mean that to disparage Rudy, but he is still, even though it's not a max contract, still making a lot of money, and the Timberwolves may want to use that money somewhere else, but you're going to have Gobert. I doubt anybody's going to pick up that deal. But there are a lot of decisions along the lines of Randle and others. Who do you keep? This team will look different next fall.
It will. I don't know that everybody can come back. They're going to try, the piece I'm writing for the Star Tribune, which I think should be up tomorrow. It's going to talk about how the Wolves are trying to operate as a team under the second apron after being above it this season, just because that carries with it so many roster-building restrictions if you stay above it for multiple years. So I think they, like a lot of the rest of the league, is trying to get under that second apron threshold. That's going to mean that, of the three potential free agents they have, Julius Randle, Naz Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I don't think all three are going to be able to come back. And so you just kind of have to see how it shakes out. Reed and Randle have player options. Do they opt in? Do they opt out? If they opt out, that means other teams can potentially sign them. What is their market value at that point? And that will dictate whether one of the three comes back, two of the three of the three, however it shakes out, we'll see. But just running the numbers, I think it would be very hard for all three to come back and the Wolves stay under that second apron.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now you have a book on Anthony Edwards called Ant, and it's available for pre-sale. It'll come out very soon. I saw a post on social media. A handsome-looking book.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it looks like it's officially out Tuesday, but I think bookstores around the area, people are tweeting me pictures that they're buying it, and various Barnes & Nobles, Majors & Quinn in Uptown there has it out for sale as well, and I rolled through there and signed their copies last night when somebody told me that they were there. So go pick up a signed copy at Majors & Quinn if you'd like. And yeah, it's out. It's seemingly out now around the Twin Cities. So if you want to go get a copy, go out and get a copy. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, and is it your first? I mean, that's got to be a thrill. Hey, I did this. It's tangible. I know articles in the paper are tangible and all of that, but that's got to be a great feeling to put in all that work and here it is.
Yeah, it's really been cool to see the people getting it. It's been cool to hold it in my hands when I did that for the first time, you know, just have that and be able to hand copies to, you know, the people around the team that helped me with it and just to say thank you for, you know, because it is a dream come true for me as a writer and, you know, something that when I wanted to become a writer, it's something you always think of doing, but you never know if you're going to get the opportunity. And the opportunity came along this time last year, and here we are a year later, and I've got it in my hands. So it's really cool. I'm not going to shy away from that.
Oh, yeah.
That emotion. It's very cool to see.
Yeah. Congrats again on that. About Ant, he's saying all the right things, but in the Western Conference Finals a year ago, and in the Western Conference Finals this year, he probably didn't play as well as he wanted to. And he's saying all the right things about going back to the drawing board and trying to get better. And that is certainly a good sign. If he's going to continue to climb the ladder of NBA superstars, if you will, he's at least saying the right things.
Yeah, it is. And listen, this is part of the learning curve. And not a lot of 23-year-olds get the chance to learn from two consecutive Western Conference Finals. So if you're taking the long view of Anthony Edwards' career, you know, this is another notch on the belt, another learning moment. And I think Chris Finch might have said it the other day, you know, look at the Boston Celtics. Look at how many times this iteration of the Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were in the conference finals, or, you know, they even made the finals a few years ago against the Warriors and lost. Like, how many times they made deep runs, didn't quite get there, and then eventually they got over the hump, right? So, you know, that's what you're hoping right now, is that Ant is acquiring this knowledge, figuring out what it's like to play against different styles, different kind of teams, what is needed in these moments. And that's what you're hopeful for. Because 5 years from now, he'll be entering the peak of his career physically at about 28 years old. And you hope all this experience that he's gaining now will be paying dividends at that point in his career.
And going into next season, one final thought, Chris. Big picture. Ownership issues settled. and what that looks like, whatever changes. It appears with Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie, who will be the guys running the thing going forward, and Glenn Taylor will be out of the picture, that there won't be upper-level management changes. And then beyond that, you would assume head coach Chris Finch is safe.
Yeah, I would expect, as of right now, no changes to kind of that basketball ops side of things. Tim Connolly has an opt-out in his deal, but I would be surprised sitting here today if he wasn't back in next season and beyond. Same Chris Finch, obviously. Tim Connolly is a big Chris Finch supporter, and in general, Tim Connolly does not overreact to whatever the fan base may be feeling about a certain coach. He's stuck by Michael Malone in Denver all those years, and that paid off in a championship eventually for the Nuggets. So, this is going to be the infrastructure that's in place, and potentially for a long time. And that's something that Wolves fans aren't really used to. You're not used to having continuity like this from the top down. I think that's a helpful thing for the organization, a helpful thing for the development of the young players on the roster. And, it's this 2-year period is the most successful 2-year period in Timberwolves history.
Right.
So, keep it going and see where it takes you next.
And figure out a way to beat the Thunder next year. How about that?
Or whoever's thrown in front of them. You never know. In the crazy NBA, you never know what's going to happen. Who's going to get traded where? What team becomes a super team or whatnot? We'll find out in a few weeks when free agency comes around. Because if anything I learned covering 7 teams in the NBA, crazy things happen. You never know how the league is going to shift around.
Yeah, look at the Mavericks. Healthy year out of Davis, and they got the kid coming in from Duke. Who knows?
That's exactly it. And then you see trades like the Luka Doncic trade. It's a crazy league.
All right, always good. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Hine of the Star Tribune. Brand new book on Ant. It is on the shelves. Official release date coming up this week. Once again, Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll get into some of the other headlines. Stanley Cup Final is set. Those long road trips, Edmonton to Florida, back in play for the second year in a row. We'll talk a little Knicks. U.S. Open women's golf at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. Jam-packed leaderboard. Not a great day for Nelly Korda, still in the mix, but would need to go low on Sunday to win the trophy. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.